KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog or light freezing drizzle or flurries this morning, and a high today around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. We do have several schools, primarily to the north and east of us, that are starting late this morning. Here's the list as we have it. You can also find this on the KJAN.com homepage. Click under cancellations. 2-hour late start this morning for Adair Casey Guthrie Center. The classes start at 10:20. Offices open at 10 a.m. at ACGC. 2-hour late start at Audubon this morning. No morning pre-K. 2-hour late start also for CAM, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, and West Central Valley. In the news, Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper reports an Audubon man was found guilty during a Cass County trial late last week of 2 felony counts of sexual abuse in the third degree. 51-year-old Tim Smith faces a prison sentence of 25 years with a mandatory term of incarceration of 17 and a half years before he's eligible for parole. Sentencing is scheduled for June 11th. Hooper says because these charges are what we call forcible felonies, Smith must be sentenced to prison and is not eligible for probation. The only real decision for the court at sentencing on June 11th, he says, is whether Smith's sentences will be ordered to run concurrent or consecutive, meaning that he'll either be sentenced to 25 years or 50 years in prison. On November 30th of last year, Smith was charged in Audubon County with 1 count of sexual abuse in the second degree. The next day, December 1st, he was charged in Cass County with 1 count of sexual abuse in the second degree, both Class B felonies. On March 13th of this year, the cases were consolidated for trial, meaning Smith would stand trial in both counties at the same time. Pre-trial motions were heard by the court last Monday, and the trial started Tuesday morning after a lengthy jury selection process that lasted most of the day Tuesday. Evidence was presented by the state showing that Tim Smith sexually abused a child under the age of 12 at different times in both counties. The case was submitted to the jury at around noon Thursday, and a verdict was reached 30 minutes later. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police Sunday afternoon arrested 52-year-old Julie Ann Biggerstaff of Red Oak on a felony drug charge. She was taken into custody a little after 2:30 p.m. for possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, which is a Class B felony. Authorities say they seized 22.88 grams of meth after Biggerstaff was pulled over during a routine traffic stop. She was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before a magistrate. Officials of the Shenandoah Police Department say 33-year-old Kyle Chase of Red Oak was arrested Saturday in a bean field north of Sportsman's Park. Chase faces charges that include interference with official acts and threats of terrorism. He was being held in the Page County Jail on a $5,300 bond. No other details concerning his arrest were released over the weekend. A fiery accident involving an SUV Sunday morning in Fremont County has resulted in a death. According to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, emergency crews and law enforcement responded at around 4:30 a.m. to a single vehicle accident in the 3800 block of Iowa Highway 2. Upon arrival, they found a 2007 Jeep that had exited the south side of the road and struck a tree. The vehicle was also fully engulfed in flames. One person was found deceased inside the vehicle after the fire was extinguished. An autopsy will be performed by the State Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. The identity of the victim and cause of death will not be released until the autopsy is complete. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Shenandoah Police, along with Farragut and Shenandoah Rescue. Also, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 22-year-old Nicholas Schooling of Red Oak was arrested Sunday at around 3:15 a.m. for public intoxication and possession of drug paraphernalia. Schooling was taken into custody in the 500 block of North 5th Street in Red Oak and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. And Red Oak police report 36-year-old Thomas Bentley of Omaha, along with 26-year-old Olivia Cruz of Red Oak, were arrested Sunday at around 2:20 a.m. for public intoxication. Both were being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond each. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports a Clearfield man, 32-year-old William Ray Webb, was arrested Saturday at the intersection of Quail Avenue and 170th Street. Webb was charged with OWI first offense and was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $1,000 bond. In our funeral announcements, Isabel Izzy Hoig, age 90, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Izzy Hoig will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Timothy Hartvigson, age 61, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life for Timothy Hartvigson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Nancy Pauley, age 80, of Erling, died Wednesday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Nancy Pauley will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Teresa Tigason Boyson, age 60, of rural Custer, South Dakota, and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Teresa Boyson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dennis Sherm, age 63, of Dexter, died Friday in Des Moines. A visitation will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Dexter Roundhouse, a roundhouse that is followed by a celebration of life service for Dennis Sherm at 1 p.m. Saturday, also at the Dexter Roundhouse. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Betty Shipley, age 82, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Betty Shipley are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jeremy Eklund, age 42, of Cumberland, died Saturday at home. Services for Jeremy Eklund are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.